This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they are here to help you right now. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. We are joined this morning in studio by CJ Klaus and, of course, Janelle Kalish. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Good morning. We were saying it's a nice brisk fall day today.
It is. Beautiful. It is brisk. Oh, it's good weather. Sun had soccer practice last night. It was perfect. No mosquitoes. No heat.
Right.
It was just ideal weather. It's a great time of the year. Fall is upon us. Of course, Halloween coming up. So a lot of excitement in the air. We've got a great topic this week. As always, we'll get to that in just a moment. A couple of things to keep in mind though, as we talk this morning on Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Of course, is Klaus Financial's telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. The website for Klaus, of course, is klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also stay current and subscribe to their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, something I did quite a few years ago. It's a nice little weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can get all of that at Klaus Financial's website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. As much as we love talking with Janelle and CJ, we love hearing from you as well, and they are here to answer your questions. You give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310, and we'll get you right on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Before we get rolling on this week's topic, of course, we do the weekly Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do another one this week. Fantastic prize out there, a $25 gift card for Panera. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But right now, before we get moving on today's show, let's talk about last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only do the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, thanks to everybody last week for listening and calling in. And congratulations to our winner. They answered, name the three long-term capital gains brackets in 2018. And the answer was for 2018, there were 0, 15, and 20%, which was the same as 2017.
Fantastic. And that was last week's, and we will do a new one this week. A little tip is if you listen closely to the program, typically both the question and the answer come up during the show. The important part, of course, is that answer, and we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Again, Janelle and CJ come to us from Klaus Financial, and they're here to help. Our number's 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Got some questions. We'll get you right on the air. And today we're going to be talking about planning for retirement and beyond. So let's talk about, you know, we typically talk, of course, retirement and retirement plannings. And you guys with clients talk about a bunch of different topics, very important ones. And of course, the beyond part is an important part of that conversation, isn't it?
It is. So we feel blessed that we get to help people plan to retire successfully. And there's a lot that goes into that. For anybody who's been listening to the show for a while, it's incredible the number of topics that you get involved in. It's one of the reasons why we consider ourselves in the niche of retirement planning, because it allows us to go narrow and deep into the topic of what impacts people's lives in retirement. Part of that retirement that we actually probably don't talk enough about on this show is the fact that we're mortal. So I hope this doesn't come as a surprise to anybody. Matter of fact, it's kind of fascinating. When I was younger, I used to play soccer and I traveled quite a bit. And as I traveled around the world, I recognized that there were a lot of differences between other countries in the United States. But one of the big ones was that people were much more willing to talk about death and kind of faith and what happens. And certainly there's a lot of, you know, disagreement amongst people about faiths and what happens after we die. But it was just part of the conversation as I traveled around the world. Whereas here in the United States, I think we've almost reached a certain level, a standard of living that we think we're beyond this, right? Like, I'm beyond talking about that. And I go, really? Because last I checked, death rates are still hovering right around 100%, right? And so I do think it's important when we talk about retirement planning, whether you're a person of faith or not, to say there is a reality that I will die. So you have to deal with that spiritually, but you have to deal with that financially. Because if you don't, Here's the good news. The state of Wisconsin has pre-written a will for you. The problem is it just doesn't say what you want it to. Mm-hmm. And the other good news is if you hire people like us, we will help, you know, figure that out. The problem is we get to see the bomb that goes off in people's lives. You know, imagine dealing with the emotion of a family member's death, also coupled with the fact that they didn't identify anything they wanted to have happen. Mm-hmm. And so throughout our lives, we accumulate things. And as we accumulate those things, we have to be aware that it is inevitable, whether it's in our 20s, 50s, 80s, or 90s, it is inevitable that we will die. And so we have to figure out the disposition of those assets. So some fun facts. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which looked at life expectancy for the U.S. population in 2016, the average expectancy for every American was 78.6 years. For males, the life expectancy in 2016 was 76.1, and for females, the life expectancy was 81.1. Another interesting fact is that in 2017, about 2.7 million people died in the United States. So one thing I will mention is that we actually just in our office, we have about 1,300 households we work with. And so it's not uncommon for us to deal with death of our clients, especially since we're doing retirement planning. But it is less common for us to deal with somebody in their 30s and 40s who dies. Mm-hmm. So we had a client who started working with us just a few months ago, called us about 2 weeks ago and let us know that he had pancreatic cancer and he just died on Monday. Mm. It happened in the blink of an eye. He had no history of it. No health problems just a few months ago when we met him, and it jumped on him overnight. And so it was a reminder to everybody in our office that we just don't know when our time is coming.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, just get to the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Janelle and CJ, they are here to answer them for you right now. Telephone number's here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. As we address, the inevitable for all of us, mortality is part of life, is death. And let's talk about then the importance of when we move on, making sure that we're planning for what's next. Not necessarily for us, but for the people we care about.
Yes. So this is what estate planning is. As a matter of fact, if there's any attorneys out there, feel free to call in and say, woohoo, thank you for bringing this up, right? Well, estate planning attorneys, I suppose. So this is estate planning, a will, trust, powers of attorney, basic legal documents. A lot of people tend to think, I have beneficiary designations, I don't need a will, or I don't need powers of attorney. Let me just encourage everybody listening right now. If you have anything to your name and you are an adult over the age of 18 or 21, you need to consider getting a basic will and basic powers of attorney. So we believe this is consistent for everybody. Now, whether you need a trust, that's a whole separate issue. Whether you need complex estate planning, again, most people actually don't. But you need to consider getting a will. Inside of that will, you know, you can list things like, I want this item to go to this person, this item to go to that person. So there's a lot of advanced planning you can do. There's obvious benefits of this, right? You have the peace of mind that comes with knowing your wishes have been made and known in detail. If you have minor children, oh my goodness, if you have minor children and you do not have a will in place right now, please, please, please hear me. I don't really care what happens to your money. I'll bet you don't even care what happens to your money, but I'm betting you care about the minor children, what happens to them. And if I can encourage you, money causes arguments, but kids cause even bigger arguments. Because if you don't say who's supposed to be the guardian of those children, everybody and their brother will think they're the best identified in your family to take care of that child. So please identify that. And don't identify it by going to your brother and saying, brother, it's going to be you. I don't want to have to pay a couple $100 to get a will done. Don't do that, because nobody will believe your brother when they come up and say, I talked to Johnny one evening and he said it was me. You need to put this in writing. And then obviously, if you do that, it makes that process of mourning and understanding, peaceful, and it allows people to focus on the memory of you instead of the chaos of what ensues thereafter.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of fantastic information up on the website. Their telephone number, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Janelle and CJ and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, we'll get you on the air right now. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, our retirement planning professionals come to us from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about the next step after life comes, of course, moving beyond comes death. It's inevitable. It's part of life. Sometimes a very hard conversation to have, but it's a very important one as we've been hearing. Before we talk a little bit about some of the costs, let's just talk real quick about some of the other reasons why it's so important to have a plan in place. Not all of them, and CJ, you were highlighting this a bit, not always all financial. Things like if you have children, for example, far more important than the dollars and cents is what's going to happen with the kiddos. Also things of saying, what are your wishes for how you want the services, how you want your body, those type of things. What do you want done after you've moved to the beyond?
Yeah, well, those are all things you want to look at. Do you want to be cremated? Do you want your ashes scattered somewhere? Do you want to return to your birthplace? You know, they're all questions, great questions that you should be thinking about now and letting your loved ones know what your wishes are. The trends are right now that there are more cremations than burials. And the National Funeral Directors Association has said that in 2018, it's looking like about 53.5% of burials or after will be cremations versus burials. And they expect by 2035, that rate is going to be about 80%.
Wow. Yeah. That is the staggering. And I guess, and I remember as a young kid thinking cremation, and now you're like, that's completely and totally normal thing. Let's talk then, Janelle, a little bit about some of those costs as we talk about some of the rates of these things. Obviously, final expenses are there's the word expense there. So let's talk a little bit about some of those costs.
Right. The average cost for a burial is about $8,700. That includes the vault, but not the cemetery plot itself. So you have that expense on top of it. A cremation, on the other hand, costs only about $6,000. So that might be part of the trend, is it's just cheaper to do it as a cremation versus a burial. But people are just wanting so many different options.
We had a client who came in the other day. I think you were part of this meeting, Janelle, where actually she had taken her husband's ashes. And there's artists now who will take the ashes and create murals or pictures. You know, take a picture and create almost a charcoal drawing of the loved one, right? Mm-hmm. So there's neat things that you can do with the ashes that maybe you can't do with the physical body as it goes into the ground. Now, there are different religious traditions around all of this, and so we're certainly respectful of that. We're not pushing people one direction or the other, but rather it's interesting to see that trend. I'll also add to that, my uncle my wife's uncle, I guess it would be, owns a funeral home. And he was kind of laughing, saying, yeah, there's no doubt cremations are a little bit cheaper. He goes, however, the cost isn't in like The core cost is in the use of the funeral home. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have a service right. at a funeral home, mm-hmm. that's where the cost is going to come in. He goes, certainly it's a little more expensive for the casket. He goes, but what's funny is if you're going to end up burying the ashes, you're going to bury them in some sort of unit. So mm-hmm. you're not saving a ton. As Janelle just said there, you're talking $8,700 for a traditional burial, mm-hmm. $6,000 for an average cremation. This isn't, you know, insurmountable savings.
As we learned in the Big Lebowski, you've got to pay for the receptacle, whether it's a casket or whether it's an urn. You've got to have something, or in that case, they used a coffee can. But
the Big Lebowski,
greatest well, movie well done. Of all time. By the way, as we're talking about this stuff too, it obviously it can be one of those conversations that can be a little uncomfortable, but very, very necessary. CJ, you commented as we were walking in here about, you know, here at the radio station, we've got reminders about open enrollment, those type of things. It almost feels like, and obviously this radio show is a great opportunity, like we've got to give people very bold reminders of, listen, it's going to happen to you someday. Be prepared. Right?
It does. And I get it, right? Nobody likes to deal with the reality of their mortality. I fully get that. It took my wife and I, you know, I sit on here and I preach about it every day, but we had a basic will and powers of attorney mm-hmm. for a while, and we knew we needed an update to a trust, and it probably took me 2 years longer than it should have. Mm-hmm. So I get that, right? And we need to be told things time and time again before we're going to actually take action on them. So this is not a guilt trip. It's a reminder. Exactly. But it's an important reminder. So take it seriously.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish of Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. You heard Janelle mention about some of the costs for burial, whether it's burial or cremation. We'll talk a little bit about how you can pay for those funerals, some options out there in preparation. We'll do all of that next. We'll also have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for Panera. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, Janelle Kalish and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, talking this morning about making preparations for that inevitable next step, which is death, right? You die. We all die. We hate even saying that word. It's just so...
It's so awkward for you, Sean.
It's hard. It's hard, man. But one of the things, too, is we were talking earlier just about... I think a lot of people think, oh, well, my spouse will with kids. And unfortunately, sometimes couples go together. I mean, that does happen. So you've got to be prepared for every inevitability, as hard as it can be. You've got CJ talking about this stuff, who's Mr. Healthy. We all definitely, it's an important topic. Let's put the fun in funerals here, and let's talk about paying for them. The important part of all of this, which is, where's the money going to come from? How do we do this?
Yes. Yeah, so as I transitioned to paying for it, Janelle and I met, you know, yesterday, and we're like, how are we going to liven up this
yes.
topic a little bit? Because how do you liven up a topic about death? Well, I don't know. You'll have to judge us thereafter and tell us how you think we did. But yes, how do we pay for these funerals? So getting a little bit more into the weeds now. Hopefully we've made a case for why you need to plan, whether it be for minor children or for just having the peace that your family can focus on the things that matter instead of the chaos that ensues when you don't have your own plans in place. But this question still comes. Janelle just mentioned it costs $8,700 for a traditional burial, about another $6,000 for your average cremation with some burial of the remains. I think she said by the year 2035, almost 80% we anticipate will be cremations. How do we pay for this stuff? Well, there's a few different ways. Some people just have a joint checking or savings account that's set aside and kind of earmarked for this. There can be risks to that, by the way. If you end up, you know, putting $10,000 into a checking or savings account that's earmarked for that and you never touch it, almost like a real estate tax fund, right? The problem can be if you end up in a nursing home, that can get spent down to zero, right? But that is one option. Just set aside money for it and just tell your kids that's what that money is for, or even put it in your will. Some people end up doing a whole life insurance policy. So they call them actually final expense life insurance policies. Mm-hmm. And to be quite frank, this is probably, while we don't love having to use insurance-based products for anything, they are useful in certain areas. And we would say this is one of our more favorite uses of life insurance is to have a final expense life insurance policy, because then usually that can go towards any funeral home. It's got quite a bit of flexibility to it. It gives you a defined death benefit. It's not exactly a great quote unquote investment, but it gets the money outside of your estate. So if you end up in a nursing home and you end up with no dollars, that money will still be there for the burial. And then there are also separate trusts that can be set up for this. Funeral homes will have these trusts. Funeral home like associations will have these trusts where you can put money into the trust, and then that trust has the assets available again outside of your estate for payment to various funeral homes across the country. And finally, you can just do a prepaid funeral expense. Mm-hmm. Where you can go to a funeral home and say, hey, we know we want to do the service with you. We know that you're associated with XYZ burial plots. We want to buy a plot through you. And you can just do that all through that funeral home. Again, that can have some risk if that funeral home isn't in business by the time you end up passing away. So there's some risks in each of these approaches. Our comment would be talk to your financial advisor. They should give you some guidance, and talk to a funeral home director that you trust and try to come up with a plan for how you're going to either prepay for this or have money set aside to pay for it upon death.
Now, Malia's not here today, but she did send over notes. And I think the last couple of sentences of the notes that she sent over are, it's very Malia, but very important. Which is just have a plan in place, and the question is not if, but rather when. That is very Malia.
It is,
very
isn't it? It is. Just plan.
Yes, exactly. CJ Kloss and Janelle Kalish come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, for their website. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter right there. Pick up the phone also, their telephone number, to give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that number as well, because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Panera. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the NFDA, what are they estimating the cremation rate to be by 2035? Telephone number 442-5637 for Kloss Financial, and of course your chance to win there, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. CJ, Janelle, great to see both of you. You guys have a great week.
Thanks. You too. Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.